How's everybody? Well, I'm good. It's good to have opportunity to be back on the grass for the final time. You know, we're going to get three opportunities, but I think our guys have made the most of the opportunities awarded to us, you know, being on the field and competing. And I think we've done a lot of good things in the off season, and we got to continue to do so so that we can finish strong. I think the last time we had a 4-day or 5-day, whatever it was, break, I didn't like the feeling of our practice today. Felt good, even though there was not some things that were perfect, but I thought the feeling of practice felt really good to me. I thought the players noticed a difference because I kind of forewarned them the last time we had that many days off that we needed to do the right thing. And I know for a fact that over the weekend, whether it was Saturday, Friday, whichever day it was, we had 49 players in the building. So that says a lot to me. It says that our veteran players and even our young players are starting to buy in and understand what it takes, as I said earlier a while back, talking to you all, what it takes to compete on this level and be a pro. But today was just the first step, you know, of getting them back out there, and we have two more opportunities to do it again before we get a chance to take a break and then come back and it becomes football for real. So I think our guys understand that. So I'm sure you guys have a ton of questions, and I'm here to answer.
Cody Kessler said that he was going to go work with Tom House and that he recommended it for all the quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
What is it about Tom that you like for your quarterbacks to have me around?
Well, I think he's one of the best at what he does at teaching rhythm and timing and making sure a guy's body's in a proper throwing mechanics position. Mm-hmm. That there is in the world. So, and I have obviously a real tremendous relationship with Tom, but it's another opportunity for the players to get better. You know, I mean, how can you continue to get better? And that means a guy is willing to sacrifice some of his time to go work at his skill. And that says a lot to me. And if there's anybody in the world I can have him be with, because I can't be with him, it'd be Tom and Adam. They do a great job.
Trust me on this one.
Uh-huh.
When you drafted Cody. So what have you seen in this time you've been with him to justify that statement?
Well, I think you play the game. I still think that I stand behind that statement. I don't think right now is the time to evaluate the statement. I think I made a statement that I feel very good about. I think this young man's future is still out in front of him, and he's working hard. He can throw the ball. He makes good decisions. He's learning the pro game. I mean, it's a faster game, and I think he's learning that. But he has all the talent and ability that I thought he had when we drafted him. So I think that phrase that I used obviously will go down, I guess, in the history of me being here at the Cleveland Browns. But I think that will be evaluated as we go. I don't think we have to answer that one right today.
RG3 has always had a big arm. He's always been able to throw the ball. Is there anything specific you want him to get from Tom House?
From Tom?
Tom House.
You know, I think it's just another opportunity to work with someone under a watchful, skillful eye. You know, of somebody who understands playing a position and what it takes, who dealt with some of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. So I just think it's another opportunity. Again, I think we all know the CBA rules. They can't be here, you know, with our people. They can't be with myself. So I think that's something that's legal for them to do, and they're with somebody who I think understands playing that position extremely well.
Hugh, you know, when you talk about the speed of the game, especially at the quarterback position, not only to Kessler, but how it applies to even veteran quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
Do you believe you can improve the mental speed of a quarterback, or you either got it or you don't, being able to recognize?
Yeah, no, I think you can help. I think it's the environment you create, you know, for a quarterback, because I think the term you're talking about is processing. You know, if a guy can process things fast enough because the game happens so fast. I mean, there's a lot of decisions, a lot of things that quarterback has to do in milliseconds, you know. So, yeah, I think it's the environment you create, and I think that's why we kind of play fast. We kind of play in a frenzy because the game's kind of played that way, and hopefully by the time you get to the game, it slows down for you so you're able to make, you know, very sound and correct decisions. But, again, I think our guys have done a good job. I think they're growing in that area. But I don't think it's a processing problem with any of our guys. I just think I asked a lot of our quarterback, and we'll continue to ask a lot of our quarterback. So they have to exceed and match that expectation each and every day.
Coach,
Cody's talking about how, you know, he gets on the early shuttle to come here, you know, the doors at like 6:15, and he's studying in the hotel with another rookie, studying the playbook. He's FaceTiming Corey Coleman, going over the playbook before rookie minicamp. You know, just all the work he's going to do. First of all, how encouraging is that? And then, is quarterback in the NFL really a 7-day-a-week job?
First of all, that's very encouraging. You know, and I think that's what you want out of your quarterback. You want a guy that's totally committed to the process, because that's what this is truly about. It's a winning process that gives you a chance to have success. And I don't know too many quarterbacks that it's not a 7-day job. You know, it is. It's an everyday grind. You know, these guys are some of the best in the world at what they do. And that being said, they get paid pretty hefty to do what they do. So I think you should expect the most out of that position. You would want that position to do the most. And I think our guys get that. And I think, to a man, I think a lot of that goes on within that group. Maybe some more publicized than others. But I think they're all working at it. I think they're all using every resource available to them to get better. You know, because, again, we have an expectation of how that position should play. And I truly believe we'll get there. But I think, you know, like anything, it's still a work in progress. You know, nobody needs to master the test right this second. But I think we're getting there, and that's all you can ask for.
When you evaluate that position, I mean, is half of it really seeing when the pads are on and the lights are on?
Absolutely, but you have to lay the foundation before the pads get on and before the lights are on. You know, obviously it is different. You know, all of a sudden when you're playing a game and people are truly coming after you to take you down, that's why you want to make sure that the foundation is laid right, that when it's time to throw the ball away, you throw the ball away. When it's time to say uncle and take a sack, you take the sack the correct way. That the ball is thrown in time and in rhythm, and the ball is thrown within the progression which is supposed to be thrown in. Because if not, then it looks terribly bad, you know. So right now our players are laying the right foundation. And I think, you know, like I told them today, we have two more opportunities before when we come back, the real football starts to get played. You know, and that's when the pads come on. And that's a different game. And I think we all know and respect and understand that.
Show you enough then before then to say this is my job?
Well, see, again, I think everyone here is waiting on Hugh Jackson to say this is the quarterback of our football team. That's not going to happen. I've already told you guys that. So I feel very comfortable where our players are and what they're doing. But, I mean, I'm not in a rush, you know, like everybody else wants me to be in a rush. This has been, I think I've been up here, what, the last 3 or 4 times? And it always leads back to, am I going to make a decision about the quarterback? I just think it's way too soon. And it's not that I can't see enough, but I'm kind of old school. I just know how I want this position to play for this organization and this city and for the football team. And I'm not going to say it's going to be just all pads, but there's just a certain feeling you get and you know. You know, do I think guys are working towards that? Yeah. I think there's guys that are working extremely hard, and I think our guys are happy with their progress. Again, I expect a lot out of this position. This is not some fly-by-night just hand the job to somebody. I think this job is earned, and it's earned through trust. It's earned through leadership. It's earned through repetition, you know, and guys understanding the process of what it takes to play in this league week in and week out, day in and day out.
Said that his goal weight was, he's gotten down to his goal weight for the season already. You know,
I'm sorry.
Danny Shelton.
Yes.
what does that say to you about a guy who's kind of already hit that goal that he was
doing? That is important. You know, that one, that Adam Beard and his staff has done a tremendous job. We've hired nutritionists as well. But I give a lot of that credit to Danny. I think Danny was motivated himself to be a better football player, and he knew in order to do that he needed to shed some weight. And again, our guys have done everything we've asked them to do. I've never been more happy with a group than this group, and we understand that all this that we're doing now only gives us a chance when we get back. You know, it guarantees nothing. It signifies nothing, but you got to give yourself an opportunity to have success, whether it's Danny Shelton, whether it's any of our football players, you know, doing the things that we ask them to do, and that's where it all starts.
Coleman told us earlier that in July he plans on flying out to where Robert Griffin is and working out with him. Is that on your directive, or is that the
Coach Jackson's going to be on vacation somewhere, kind of getting away from this for a little bit? It's not so much on my directive. I think, again, our quarterbacks, you know, that's one of their responsibilities. You know, they have to put in a time, and you can't just put in a time by yourself. You got to put in a time with the people you may throw the ball to. You know, I think all that goes hand in hand. I mean, I think to be good in the National Football League, there's a lot of variables that have to fall in place. And I think that's one of them, you know, that you got to spend time with the people you're going to throw to and the people that you're going to play with. So you get to know them, they get to know you. So I hope it's not just those two guys. I hope there's a host of guys that will be there, you know, because I think it's important that they continue to build that bond and get to know each other better on a whole different level.
Speaking of that, putting in the time, we all know Jordan Payton's situation. Mm-hmm. But how much back is he? How far is he falling back by not being here?
He's back a long ways, you know. But, again, that's we understood that when we drafted him. And, you know, we do everything we can, you know, within the CBA rules to be in contact with him. But at the same time, you know, we have to give him the opportunity when he's back because it's not his fault that the rules in place, you know, we have to, everybody throughout the National Football League deals with it. And we're not going to not draft a guy because of it. If we think a guy can help us, we're going to draft a guy and we'll deal with the rest of it. But, yeah, do we wish he was here so that he could learn the nuances of our offensive system? Yes. But at the same time, we get it. And when he gets here, hopefully, you know, he's not too far behind, but you would think he is. Just because there's been so much football that we've been through, but he deserves an opportunity, and we'll give him that.
Are you guys communicating with him?
Yes, we're able to communicate, but outside of that, that's about all you can do.
People everywhere in this building, not just your players, but your security guards, your support staff, they talk about you and the motivation you give them, the encouragement you give them. How much of that is just you, and how much of that is being really conscious that this is an organization that needs to be lifted up?
Well, I hope a lot of it's me. You know, it's genuine. You know, I am what I am, and I want our organization to be one of the best in the world. You know, and I come here every day with an excitement and a passion to help this organization be what we want it to be, and that's why Dee and Jimmy hired me, and Sashi and Paul. So I have an obligation to everyone in this building to come in here with the right mindset and the right motivation, you know, to push us to where we want to be. And, you know, we're competing against 31 other organizations, and I love this opportunity. And I want our players and everybody in the organization and our fans to understand that this is what we do. We do this for one thing, and I've said it when I was hired, to win. You know, I'm not doing it for any other reason. And to me, I've learned a long time ago, if you want to motivate people, you better be motivated yourself. So I come in here with the right, hopefully, mindset and attitude every day for our players. So hopefully that rubs off, and they understand that this is the only way. This is a hard, driving, grinding business, and if you don't have any passion and if you don't understand your why you're doing this, then it's hard to do it because it's tough. This is a tough business, and I think we all understand that. So every day I do, I ask our players their why. You know, why are they doing this? Because it is hard. There's a lot of other things you can do that's a lot easier than doing this, but there's nothing like this. It's one of the most rewarding opportunities in all the world, but it's only rewarding when you win, you know, and that's all we talk about, and that's all we expect. But we understand there's a work ethic that we have to build every day to do that.
Tight end job behind Gary Barnes, who's kind of jumping on it?
Well, I think we have some candidates. Again, it's hard to, and I think you all kind of mentioned this earlier, to really say who is until you put the pads on, you know. Until we line up across a guy and you need to defeat somebody with your hat in hands and do it when the other guy's trying to get around you and really go through you, will you really know? I mean, there's a lot of guys that look good in shorts, you know, so I don't want to heap praise on somebody and then everybody say, well, what happened to this guy? I think that's unfair. I think what we need to do is really channel the expectation, you know, of every position. You know, I'm talking about even a quarterback position. Until we have an opportunity to watch these men under true duress. And under true duress is until we get these guys in pads and we start going after it. Because right now, this is truly just about learning the foundation, learning how to practice, learning how to prepare yourself, learning the processes that you must go through to be a pro football player. After that, the real guys are going to start to separate themselves when we come back here, you know, for training camp, because that's when football really starts to be played, when you put these pads on and start going after each other.
Speaking of the pads? I assume you have your schedule already.
Yes, sir.
What days you're using pads?
Quite a few to help you guys out.
Did you consult with your sports scientists on stuff like that?
You know, honestly, they got kind of mad at me. I'll be very honest with you. We had a very candid conversation where they said, Hugh, you might want to double-check your padded days schedule. And I told them no, you know, because I know how to take care of a football team. I get a feel for when the guys, we're pushing them a little too far and when we need to reel it in. But we're only going to build our football team through playing football, you know, and good football teams play football. Real football. They line up and they go after each other and they come out and they do it again the next day. And somewhere in there, Coach Jackson's got to be smart enough to say, okay, that might be enough. We need to pull off. You know, that's part of being the head coach as well. And it's part of having a sports science team. And I'm sure they'll give me all the statistical data that you can to forewarn me. But I'm going to trust my football instincts on that one and see if we can get our team to be the best that they can be.
Physical camp, where you have tackling and live work.
I will tell you guys this: there will be a siren at practice, okay? And then the siren is not for the health ward to come. It's not for that, you know. It's just for we're gonna put the ball down, and it's kind of anything goes, you know. We go after it. You got to teach your team how to play football. And that being said, it's also about being smart. You know, we got to be smart because we don't want to get any guys injured. We're not trying to do that, but. I don't know any other way to get better at playing football other than playing football the way you truly play football. And I think I've broached that with our players. I think they understand it, and I think they're accepting of it because, again, at the same time, they understand it's what it's going to take to get us to where we need to be.
How hard is it to keep that up? You know, like the guys are running from station to station now, and it's still kind of fresh being coached by you. Is it difficult to keep doing that?
It's what I demand. Just what we do. I mean, we're not going to change because all of a sudden the months change. You know, I'm not going to change and become a different coach, you know, when November comes. You know, hopefully better. But I'm not going to change. I mean, our standard is our standard, you know, and we want guys that can meet the standard each and every day. I'm not going backwards. Our players are not going to go backwards. We're going to do things the right way all the time. You know, and I don't believe that you start changing. I think you start getting better, and I think people accept what the expectation is, and they meet the expectation.